Thank you to the chairman of the committee and its members who spent so much time deliberating to send us this important piece of legislation to the House floor. There were 46 members who co-sponsored this bill that included in the bill provisions to index the increase over time. Our concern is if we don't do what 11 other states in the District of Columbia have done, states as diverse as Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, Ohio, Oregon, Washington, and Vermont have done, the value of what we are trying to do right now to increase the wage will be erased over time as the cost of living increases, as the cost of your food, your gas, your cost of living increases, the wage will go down. If we do nothing to make sure that the wage keeps up with the cost of living, there will be a decrease in the purchasing power of this wage over time, so that it would only be $8.06 after 6 years. There was some concern in the committee about indexing it to the CPI because businesses wanted certainty, and they didn't know necessarily from year to year when we left it to a commissioner to determine what the CPI was and to adjust it within 1 year, what 1 year's cost to the next would be. Though we know the CPI in general is between 2 to 3%. So rather than tying the increase to the CPI, this amendment would just set the low end of that floor, take the 2% and apply it to the bill every year through the year 2023. That would guarantee, on average, between 15 to 20 cents per year increase after the initial wage of 1010 gets set into law. The importance of doing this cannot be understated. The reason why 11 other states in the District of Columbia have gone ahead to do this is because the businesses in their own states have testified to the fact that it's much easier to absorb and plan for doing 15 to 20 cent increases every year than to wait 5-10 years down the road for the political will to come together and have the conversation about wage stagnation. Then you get hit from going 7.25 to 10-10. If we were to have always been keeping up with inflation, we would take the pressure off the legislative body of having this conversation every year or every 5 to 10 years to try to catch up with the wages that have stagnated, and instead have an important conversation about keeping up with that cost over time. This amendment is very much in line with the original bill that so many people in this chamber already co-sponsored, and I ask for your support in this underlying bill. Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
On the amendment.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from the chair of the committee.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, I want to show you something real quick. If you look at this map. Thanks, Banner. If you look, this is Pennsylvania at 725. West Virginia, 725. Virginia, 725. Delaware, 725. New Jersey is at 825 index. And once we're fully phased in, we would be 1010. I think when the bill was, and certainly in the committee's wisdom, I think that inflation was considered and incorporated into why we ultimately left it at 1010. Yes, there is pressure when this issue comes up, and we have robust debate on the floor, but this is what we signed up for. This is a major public policy initiative. Many of you have heard me express skepticism about aspects of it as well. But this is a major public policy initiative, one that's going to affect workers and employers, and as such, we should have to come on the floor when it's that time and have that discussion. Maybe who knows how it's going to play out, but it's one that I believe we were elected to do. It's part of our responsibility that when this was implemented in 1938, there was no indexing provision that was included into it then. It could have been a moot discussion, but they did not. So, and the federal government, up until recently, they made periodic adjustments to the minimum wage for all of us, for all the states. So I certainly understand the lady's point. It does need to be adjusted periodically. I think we've set the rate high enough that it will absorb that over time. But this is what we signed up for, to make these tough decisions. So I would respectfully ask you to resist the amendment and resist the amendment. Thank you.
On the amendment.
Mr. Speaker?
Would the gentleman rise to answer a question as to the chart that you just showed? With all the surrounding states having a much lower requirement that the businesses have to pay, is there any studies at all that reflect how many businesses will choose not to come to Maryland or will move to one of those states that have the lower cost for doing business?
I think this question's on indexing, sir. I'm not sure if it's in order. Well, but if you want me to answer it anyway, I'm not certain.
Amendment's about indexing.
Well, the argument just was we have a showing all these states that have the lower cost and how we have to make these decisions and know what goes into them. And I'm just asking, did we figure out what's going to go into it with regards to the loss of business or the loss of people not coming here in the first place because of that lower cost of doing business?
That's a highly subjective statement you're making. But let me say this as it relates to that. I'm willing to concede that there are any number of studies you can produce to say that there are going to be job losses, but I'm also willing to concede on the other side that there will be any number of studies that can be produced that say that there won't be job losses and that it will, in fact, help workers and help the economy. It's a split decision. It was split in the Congressional Budget Office analysis that came out.
What I'm asking is, I'm a policymaker, as all of us are, and I got to press a button in a second. And I'd like to know what policies you looked at, which of those that said this or that determined, yes, this is good for Maryland. Yeah. Did you have one report you could say, Delegate Schmiegel, I read this and it came out from
Economic Policy Institute.
The Economic Policy Institute said what with respect to Maryland businesses leaving or not coming?
I think we're way off the subject.
If the delegate would express his concerns in support or in opposition to indexing, it would be beneficial to this debate. There's a third reader debate. You can
I'm not, sir. I was just asked about the amendment, and I didn't
get up. The amendment's about indexing.
I did not get up with regards to the map and show the map to everybody and say, we got these lower prices out there. So I'd like to know, in regards to what was just given to us as a display, how that display actually works.
The map was for the purpose of showing that, as it relates to the concern about indexing, that we provided enough cushion, if you will, certainly relative to our other states, so that the amount of the increase wouldn't be absorbed over time. That was the purpose of the indexing,
okay,
or the map as it relates to the indexing.
Okay, I thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Would you like to give the body your position on indexing?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman from Anne Arundel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank the sponsor of the amendment for the idea. I like the idea of the indexing. I might be able to work on that idea, but not when we're at 10-10. The 11 states she mentioned, Arizona is at the federal level. Some of the other states are at the federal level. That's 725. It's not 10-10, and they're tied to the CPI and indexing. Of the 11 states, there's only two that have more than just a dollar over the federal level. That's 825, and those two are still under 850. So no one's near the 10-10. So I really can't support this amendment, because if we're going to do the 10-10 and the indexing, I would rather it was an amendment we do just the indexing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker? The gentlelady.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to express my support for this amendment. I think it's a very prudent amendment that addresses an issue that I'm sure that everybody in this body has thought about. For those of us who were here in the last increase of the minimum wage, I think we all regretted that we had not indexed it, because what we end up doing is simply sliding down the backward slope of our minimum wage every year that goes by that it is not indexed. We all understand in our own pockets what the cost of living increase means to us. And what it really means to someone working at the minimum wage is that they are getting an annual pay cut. The concept of indexing is not a revolutionary concept. On the contrary, states like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey, close by, Ohio, Oregon, Washington, Vermont, and right nearby, District of Columbia, all have indexed their minimum wage. This is a part of the original proposal that many of us signed on to when we co-sponsored this bill. I urge our body to consider that what we have before us is a very modest and prudent approach to indexing. We do not want to kick the can down the road again and be back here 3, 4, 5 years dealing with the same erosion of our minimum wage. Increases would be minimal on an annual basis. $10 to $20 would be what is being proposed. Minimal increase that would help people at the lowest levels of salary, those who are really struggling to stay away from poverty levels, they would be able to at least keep up with the cost of living with the minimal increase that is being proposed in this amendment. So I urge my colleagues to please consider this and add it back into the bill as we originally signed on to it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady from Anne Arundel.
If I can refer all of my colleagues to a source that we use rather routinely, the National Conference of State Legislators on the issue of minimum wage provides a table for the current minimum wage as well as those states that have taken action for future scheduled increases, as well as those that have provided for index automatic adjustments. And this is what I think is really important with regard to the indexing. Each of the states that has an index built in are not at 10-10. Arizona is currently, and these are for wages right now, $7.90. In Colorado, they're at $8, and their rate is increased annually based upon a cost of living. Florida, $7.93. They have an index. Missouri, $7.50. They have a COLA that began in January of 2008. Montana, 7.9. Nevada, that was just cited, 8.25. New Jersey, 8.25, with a COLA that didn't start until 2014. My point is only this. With regard to the indexing, and I think that there's certainly a worthy discussion about whether or not the bill should have been indexed, it wasn't raise the minimum wage and then index on top of it. So if you want to know what each one of the jurisdictions is doing and how we would stack up, I just urge you to flip to the section, very easy to find, on National Conference of State Legislators, because they already did the work for all of the states and show the information. So when we talk about indexing, if one were to, and I urge a red vote on this, if one were to consider indexing, then you index from 725. You don't index from already providing an increase on top. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
On the amendment.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady from Baltimore City.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this amendment. And again, I respect all the work of the committee. I also signed on to the idea of indexing. And many of us took a very difficult vote a couple years ago with regard to raising the fuel tax, and we indexed that. And we understood that things increase over time and that we need to keep up with that. So again, I actually don't see why we wouldn't do the same thing for this. We know that prices increase. We know that functionally the wage itself will decrease over time. So again, as I did with the other, I supported the same thing with the fuel tax. I don't see why we couldn't do it for the people in our districts as well. So thank you very much. I encourage the body to vote in support of the bill.
The chair of the committee.
Thank you. Once again, and I'll be real brief, and this particular point was, or this particular issue was one of the more controversial issues of the bill. Personally, and for what it's worth, I haven't just been working within the committee. I've also been in discussions with my Senate counterpart. This is not an issue that's likely going to survive in the Senate as well. We're already slated to go to conference. I mean, that's a given. There are going to be certain significant differences in the bill. This potentially will be another one. I think, without getting into hyperbole, I think this is just another issue we'd be putting on the table that we'd have to work out in conference. Because I know if we do it, I'm going to vigorously support the House's position, whatever you decide. I think we jeopardize the bill, quite frankly. The Senate isn't as far along as the House as it relates to the process, but I've had enough conversations with them to know that this provision is a non-starter there. It will not come out, and it will not survive from what I've been told. So with that, I'd ask the body, if we do intend to put something out, we need to, quite frankly, I get our desire, but in terms of being realistic, of having something for the working families, this is a provision we really probably should leave out. And with that, I'd urge rejection of the amendment.
Mr. Speaker.
Well, the maker of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd encourage this body to resist the notion that we should negotiate against ourselves on some theory of what the Senate will or will not accept. This is the House of Delegates. And if we want to stand for protecting wages as the cost of living goes up, and to make sure that low-income people who are still going to be living very close to the edge of poverty, even when they're making $10.10 an hour, if we want to make sure that they get a 15 to 20 cent increase every year so that as their food, their gas, their rent, and their other cost of living go up, that's a decision that this chamber should make. If we have to come up with some other agreement in conference, so be it. But this is our opportunity to make our mark on this legislation as the House of Delegates. And I know that a majority of members originally backed the idea of having an index in this bill. And I encourage you to vote yes on this amendment to say that that is what this House of Delegates will support. Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
On the amendment. All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no.
Roll call, Mr. Speaker. Roll call. We're supported.
Roll call.
Ms. Speaker?
Has everyone recorded their vote? Would anyone like to change their vote? If not, the clerk will call the roll. Having 8 in the affirmative, 124 in the negative, the amendment fails.
Mr. Speaker?
The